AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man accused of opening fire at the White House Correspondents Association dinner over the weekend referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin in writings that he sent to family members before the shooting. Investigators are treating the writings, along with a trail of social media posts and interviews with family members, as some of the clearest evidence yet of the suspect's mindset and possible motives. AP correspondent Luke Garrett has more.
Authorities uncovered what had been described as numerous anti-Trump social media posts linked to the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old tutor and amateur video game developer from California. The suspect was taken into custody at the dinner on Saturday night after attempting to charge into the ballroom, causing chaos and prompting the evacuation of President Donald Trump and senior members of his administration from the dinner. The writings by Allen made repeated references to Trump without naming him directly. They were sent to family members just minutes before shots were fired on Saturday night at the dinner at the Washington Hilton Hotel. They alluded to grievances over a range of actions by Trump's administration, such as US strikes on boats accused of smuggling drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Allen legally owned a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun. He is believed to have traveled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked himself in as a guest at the hotel where the gala dinner was held.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said yesterday that the suspect is not being cooperative and is expected to face criminal charges today. The U.S. military released video of a strike on a boat suspected of ferrying drugs in the Pacific Ocean. It says three suspected drug traffickers were killed in the strike yesterday. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Iran is offering to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz without addressing its nuclear issues.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the US to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the US and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World shares mostly gained, and the price for a barrel of Brent crude to be delivered in July rose $2.50 a barrel to just over $101. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.